This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A principal of a TAFE center was nabbed for allegedly sodomizing 9 students in Kepung. He was charged in court on Wednesday for sex crimes against children.
That's right. I mean, this is not the first time, I suppose, that TAFE schools have been making headlines and not necessarily in the most positive of lights.
The fire last year.
Yes, exactly. But I think more than that, this has spawned off a lot of conversations about whether or not they should be registered under the Ministry of Education. It's also raised questions about whether or not there are safe spaces for our children. I mean, if you send them to school, and a religious school at that, and this happens, it really makes you wonder.
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, Hannah Yeo, who is the Deputy Minister for Women, Family and Community Development, has said that there has to be greater vigilance because there are no safe spaces for children, or rather, no place should be automatically assumed to be safe for children.
And she's right, but what a sobering thought that is.
Yes. And I mean, she's right, but I think also there needs to be an effort on the part of the government and the authorities to say that, you know what, we're still going to try our best to make at least some spaces safe for children, namely schools.
Yes, because, I mean, ultimately, children, they're raised by their parents, but ultimately they have to go out into the world at some point. And it's insane to say that, look, I'm going to send my children out and there are no safe spaces in my country. You know, it's just not any way to live.
Now, there are a lot of angles to this story. I mean, there is the conversation about whether TAFE schools need to be registered with the MOE. There is a conversation which is already beginning about, I guess, the state of these TAFE schools, whether they actually have permits to operate. A lot of them do not. A recent story, which I just found online, shows that a particular school does not have a permit to operate. I mean, you can see electrical wires hanging from the ceiling. There are photos. And then, of course, there's the other story about involving the reporting of this particular story and the language used, because the conversations around this story have suddenly spiraled entirely out of control. People are trying to conflate the actions of this schoolmaster with that of the LGBT community.
And that's a conversation that I think we need to have, and we're going to get into with our guest who's on the line.
Correct. We have Mariza Abdulkadeh with us on the line. She is the Executive Director of Child Rights NGO PS The Children. Thank you so much for joining us on our show, Mariza. But before we get into language, what have the reactions been to this story?
I think overall there have been multiple reactions from different facets of society. I think there's, of course, the government. I think Hannah Yeo has been very vocal about what has come out in the media and cases that's been highlighted by the media. I think there are parents who have also reacted to it, mostly, you know, out of shock, horror, and concern about their own children. I think for activists and NGOs such as ours, we see it as encouragement for us to continue our fight as activists and, you know, with the government for change legislation and so on. Also, I think overall, there are also people who are perhaps more conservative who have been very vocal about it as well. So there have been a myriad of reactions, I think, from different parts of society.
As we alluded to earlier, many of the headlines surrounding the story have been very specific with details, using words like sodomy or songsang. Does revealing those details detract from the facts of the situation, that this is child abuse, it's rape?
I think it is media pretty much highlighting as is, meaning they're just highlighting the case that they have come across and they're just informing people what sort of case it is. I think words such as sodomy and so on, songsang and all, are there. I think it ends up actually just creating a reaction from the public. But for those who have been working in child protection, these are words that are commonly heard. So for us, it's not really a shock. But it is for the public because it's so tragic and just so shocking that these things can happen to children. So yes, in a way, it does highlight very much it is child sexual abuse. And I think can take that away. But it does, of course, create that sort of, you know, shock and horror in the public because I think it's just I think it's so vile when they think that you can do such things to children.
Yeah, Marisa. But of course, my concern here is how using these words like sodomy and songsang might end up misdirecting how we talk about it and ultimately how we understand it. I mean, personally, this is a case of child sexual abuse. And it's one that involves boys, but it isn't necessarily about the LGBT community. I mean, this may be minor to some, but since it's about, you know, semantics, but I think it's important to talk about that as well.
I think that's a very valid concern. The thing is that we don't want to associate, you know, LGBT with pedophilia. They are two completely different things altogether. And LGBTQ is actually about, you know, adults. It's for adults, it's with mutual consent, consenting partners, and cannot in any way be, you know, referenced in the same sentence, really, as far as I'm concerned, with pedophiles. Pedophiles really, like you said, they are rapists, and it is rape. And perhaps sodomy, you know, I think more because of, again, the shock and horror of it, has people associating that with LGBTQ. And I think it should not. I think people really need to know that these things do happen, that it's not just little girls being raped, it's also little boys. So yes, both genders get raped, but it is rape. In that sense, you're correct, it is rape. But it does happen, yeah? So boys do get. But please I implore the public to please don't associate the two as the same, because they are by far two completely different things.
So we've also been talking about how there are so many different angles from which to look at this. Some are going from the angle of education, others religion, others child safety. What should we be prioritizing here in terms of moving forward and trying to forge a safer space for our children?
Well, because the children's focus has always been for the best interests of the child. Everything that we do, whether it be programs, whether, you know, these are intervention cases, and we handle so many cases on a daily basis, it's actually very scary. But for us, it's all about best interests of the child, not the best interests of the adult, not best interests of politicians, not best interests of society, really, of anybody other than children. And so if we can keep that in mind, whether it be politicians or the police or the lawyers or AG Chambers or anybody, and I'm not singling anyone out, please don't get me wrong, I'm not singling anyone out. I'm just saying that as a whole, if we can keep our focus on best interests of the child, what is the best thing for the child, I think then it is easier to move forward from that space.
So the Deputy Minister for Women, Family and Community Development, Hannah Yeo, has called for parents and caregivers not to assume that any place is safe for children. In your opinion, what can the government do to increase those safe spaces?
Political will. I think Hannah Yeo is a fabulous champion of children. She has become such a strong vocal advocate for children and for the safety and protection of children. And I think she is overall a fabulous role model of what we want to have, or the ideal politician that we want to have in our government. Yeah. And she has done so much. We work with her and her ministry, and we see her in the media a lot. And I see, you know, we see her heart, and we see that she is a champion for. I think political will is very important, but also without that political will, there is no push for change. So we need everyone to continue fighting for the rights of children, for the best interests of children, and more importantly, for the implementation of current laws and the political will to have all the various different relevant agencies to work together to stamp out violence against children and all these things that's going on. Do I believe that these things can be stopped? Absolutely. I think we can completely eradicate this kind of violence against children, or at least to the point where, you know, we feel safe for our children, but without political will, without the implementation of current laws, it's going to be the same old, same old. But I believe in Hannah Yeoh, and I believe she will get things moving in this government for sure.
Marissa, many spaces that were thought of as safe for children have been intruded upon recently, both locally and worldwide. I mean, we're looking at things like the rapes that happened in our national swimming program, and then situations that have occurred in our religious spaces, as we see with this case, and recent reports surrounding the Catholic Church and even monasteries. What do we need to do to make those spaces safe for our children again?
This is something that we actually talk about in our programs at PS the Children. And PS the Children's workshops and programs highlight a very important factor in the fight against child sexual abuse. And that is that the number one thing that pedophiles go for, of course, where to find pedophiles, are places that make them accessible to children. So anything, any place, anywhere that gives pedophiles access to children, we need to be a little bit more circumspect about providing a stronger security or creating safer spaces in all these areas where there is access to children, whether it be churches or swimming pools or, you know, goodness, after-school programs for children, tuition classes, religious studies, anywhere. And it's not limited to religion or race, anything. It's not. It is all about accessibility to children. So anywhere that allows a pedophile access to children needs to be tightened in terms of security.
So is this then a sign that we as a country and its institutions were failing our children and their safety?
I think as a whole, society has failed children. But overall, although I feel in my heart so sad because I feel like we have all failed children in this country, I'm also encouraged by the efforts of the KPWKM ministry and with Hannah Yeoh. And I sincerely believe that I think that there is hope.
All right, Marissa, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was Marissa Abdulkadeh, the Executive Director of PS The Children. We've got some text and tweets.
We do. Faisal said, I think associating one child sexual predator to the religious school wouldn't be right, as it's really a personal negative trait. I think it's a bit of an easy cop-out, no?
So I don't think anyone's associating the fact that the sexual predator was there was because of the religious school. I think there are issues regarding registration, background checks. You know, if the MOE was involved, we know there are certain checks and balances that go into it. But if these individuals in these schools are operating outside the purview of the Ministry of Education,
and if they're operating in a space where it's assumed that you are a person of faith, I think that's another thing that we shouldn't discount.
Correct. Because obviously, like you said, how do we find out that an individual has a personal negative trait unless all of those checks and balances are in place before we allow that person to, you know, mix around with children?
Even then, that might fail, but at least we tried.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Keep your thoughts coming in. 7733 2900 is the number to call. 0187898899 is the number to WhatsApp. We've got more music coming your way. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.